you want me to start with anything else?
No.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Entertainment for Life. Today is a different kind of episode because I decided it should be different because it's called Entertainment for Life. It's recording. Mm-hmm. See, look. There's a button right there. And it has the greenie. We've got a special buddy today.
Yeah. I'm Milo. I'm going to take over the world.
So our segment today, or one of our segments today, is going to be him explaining how he would like to take over the world.
Not how I'd like to, how I'm going to.
How he's going to.
It's a very simple plan. It's easy.
Alright, so number one, you got to speak a little louder so then they can hear you. Alright, scoot up a little to the mic and then explain. Yeah. I'll have a few questions probably. Explain why you want to take over the world and how you're going to do it.
Why? It's just like, the world is too messed up. People are just like on their phones, on their computers, just watching TV, doing all sorts of stuff.
Listening to podcasts.
Yeah, listening to podcasts. Not doing much physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. I'm going to get rid of the bad stuff and replace it with better stuff.
Like what kind of stuff that you want better for me?
Replace the fast food restaurants with carrot farms.
Carrot farms?
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like...
Healthy food.
Healthy food. We got the carrot sandwich.
Yeah, carrots. I love carrots.
So I just noticed we have 28 hours and 56 minutes. Do you think that's going to be enough?
28 hours until what?
28 hours until we run out of space. Ugh. So I'll let you start talking.
So it starts. You make an oil company, right? Because that's what people want.
Oil company. Everybody wants oil right now.
Yeah, Russia has all the oil. What if we take the oil from Russia and we just...
How do you suppose you're going to do that?
Accidentally spill it all over the ocean, but blame it on another oil company.
What oil company?
I don't know. One of the big ones.
The big ones, like Rockefeller Oil.
And we say, look how bad they are. And then we team up with Bounty and Dawn, and we clean up the oil and look like we're the good guys.
Alright, how do you suppose you're going to clean up all this oil in the ocean?
Because we'll team up with the soap companies, and we'll clean all the baby ducks.
Baby ducks do live in the ocean.
Yeah. And the penguins, too. We'll clean up the oil. And then buy out the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of them. And then we get some of our... Two colleagues. We team up. They start their own oil companies. And then we tell people they're also good oil companies. Buy their oil. And then collectively, we each buy out the rest of the oil companies. So that way, it's not a monopoly. It's not a monopoly.
Really? It seems like you really thought about this.
Yeah, it's not a monopoly. We get around the feds.
Alright.
Then we buy the soap. We buy some soap companies, right?
Some soap companies. Not all of them.
Accidentally spill more oil. Oops.
Oops, you spilled some oil into the ocean a little more.
We have to clean it up, and they have to buy our soap to clean it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, you own the soap and the oil industry.
Okay.
Then you move on to other industries, like the food industry. You put addictive chemicals in the food.
So what kind of addictive chemicals would you like to put in there?
I can't say them.
You can't say them? Would you like to put some nicotine in your lettuce?
Yes. Well, not the healthy foods.
Oh, not the healthy
like,
foods.
And like the candy bars in the fast
candy bars.
Food restaurants.
You want to put some...
Meth just like kills you for a second and then brings you back to life.
Hmm.
Not like nicotine.
Okay, so you're going to have nicotine hamburgers? Special nicotine hamburgers.
No, they can't.
And nicotine is not illegal.
No, not... Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I haven't taken over the world yet.
That's true.
Once I do.
It's true.
Then, after that...
Uh-huh.
We, like, you know, have some fun, buy some more companies.
You buy some more companies, like Disney.
Not yet.
Not yet? Oh, yeah. You're not big enough. You're not big enough yet.
No, not yet. We gotta buy out, like, McDonald's, Burger King, not Hershey. Hershey is way too big. You know, stuff like that, alright?
Uh-huh.
Then, you have enough...
Leaves.
You have enough, we own enough companies, and we start a cult, right?
Yep.
And the cult...
Not a suicide cult.
No, not a suicide.
That's bad stuff.
Well, unless I tell you to.
That definitely Okay, no, just continue. You do not need to explain yourself. Just continue. Okay.
See, yeah, we tell the cult leaders all to do, the cult followers to do all this stuff, but we don't even...
By the way, this is non-scripted. He's completely...
I already thought about it.
I'm...
What they do is they... We tell them that you can only buy our goods and services that I or my colleagues own. So that way...
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then we tell them they have to do whatever we say, right?
They want to...
And we
yep.
tell them that once we take over the world, they'll be completely safe from whatever... Well, not that bad stuff is going to happen when I take over the world, but...
Hopefully.
If something bad happens, they'll be protected, right? So then we tell them to do all these things to make me more powerful, but not more famous, because if I'm more famous, then people are going to realize what I'm up to, and then I'll get shut down.
Even though you're already releasing this plan on the internet.
Okay. just okay.
Nobody released this plan to the public.
Yeah.
Even though we're already doing this, nobody tell the president.
Yeah, don't tell any of the feds. Alright, so then after...
None of them feds.
After that, we go to some third world countries.
Third world countries, yep.
And
like
Congo.
What kind of Congo? There's a few different Congos.
Yeah, just regular Congo.
Republic of Congo?
Yeah, like some like countries in Africa.
Okay.
We win 150%.
Starting to get controversial here. You're saying some
African countries are third world?
No.
Well, some of them are. Win like 150% of the votes.
I'm just giving you a hard time. 150% of the votes, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then we start to get put on the map. People are like, oh, who is this guy? And then we run for president.
You're going to run for president of the United States?
Yes, of the United States. But here's the thing.
How are you going to get these people to vote for you since you've been dumping oil in the ocean?
I haven't. Because at this point, people know who I am, but they don't. They only know me for because I've done good things, right?
Like what? You dumped oil in the ocean.
No, they don't know. They think I cleaned up all the oil.
They don't know. They just see this.
They don't know that I dumped oil in the ocean. Wait, this is before I take over the third world countries. All right, so they think I'm a really good guy.
Okay.
And then whoever's running against me,
yep,
all say he's the reason why oil got dumped in the ocean.
He's the reason why?
Or I'll do something really bad and then frame my competitor for it. Just like John F. Kennedy versus Hoover. Everyone thought that Hoover...
We're getting into some political topics here.
He thought that he was the reason why the Great Depression happened.
1920s political.
Yeah, and so it's like...
Getting conversational.
If he runs for president, then it's...
Conversational.
If he runs for president, then they're going to have another Great Depression. And so, and then I win.
I wasn't paying attention, I just heard another Great Depression.
They think, I'm saying like, oh, we're going to run out of oil if he wins, because I own some oil companies and I'll lower oil prices, right?
Oh, you're going to lower oil prices, and everybody's going to really want that.
And gas prices.
Although I think oil is
gas. Because at this point, I've bought out the gas industry too. And I bought out the oil industry and all the industries. And so I'll win office, right?
Yep.
I get some of my cult followers.
You get some of the cult followers?
I give them certain...
Parameters?
Offices.
Oh, officers.
Offices.
Officers.
Offices. So like, the Department of Food and like, oil and gas. So that way I can actually keep running my businesses without the feds being on me, right? Mm-hmm. So, after that, I appoint my cult followers, and I tell them when the next elections come, I'm like, these guys are good, I've been working with them, they like me, I like them, and then they win, like, Congress, Supreme Court, governors of states.
When do you plan on doing this?
Once I start my oil company.
So when are you going to start your oil company?
Once I get out of school.
Okay.
I'll start drilling for oil in my backyard. Alright, so then we can't do anything wrong, because if I am in control of the majority of Congress, then I can't get impeached.
You're starting to feel a little dictatory here.
That's literally what this whole plan is about.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And then Remember my two friends?
I remember those two friends.
My
me
two
and
colleagues?
Some other random person.
No, you seem too skeptical about this.
I seem too skeptical about this?
Skeptical.
Skeptical?
Yeah, you seem too skeptical. So, my two colleagues, they're going to the other superpowers, like Russia. Doing
okay.
The exact same thing I just did, except in Russia. And, like, the other places that people feel like...
What happens
North
with
Korea.
Putin?
Putin?
Yeah.
He like... Some, like, crazy person accidentally...
Kills him?
Shot him, like, 20 times.
Oh, okay, makes sense. How about Kim Jong-un?
Same thing. They're
same
like,
thing? Oh, yeah, he spontaneously
gets
killed.
A gas leak, and, like, someone lit a match, and then the whole place just, like, exploded.
And he just somehow died, and everybody inside.
He just died, and I was like, oh, that's...
Oh, man, that really
sucks.
So
bad. Oh, look at this guy. He's your
He's pretty cool.
He's like,
I guess we can just make him the leader.
You can leave North Korea now. You don't have to stay here. You can actually do stuff now, and the people that love him and listen to what he says and do what they say.
Uh-huh. What
right?
if one of these people decides to betray you?
They won't. That's the thing, because they know what if they my followers are so loyal that if they double cross me, they're gonna end up just like Putin and Kim Jong-un, except worse.
Oh, you're gonna like trap them?
Yes.
In cages.
Except they'll want to do because they'll see the bigger picture.
Okay.
They'll see...
The big picture.
Yeah, what will happen
mm-hmm.
after this is done, right? And then after we have control of, like, Russia, North Korea, the United States, we'll move on to, like, Britain,
What about
France.
A wife?
Wife?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. Move on to, like, Britain and France and stuff and, like, all... And, like, Europe. And then, you know, we'll, like, go help people in Africa and do some good stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? We'll take all the food that mm-hmm. the obese Americans are eating and donate it to people who don't have anything to eat in Africa.
I feel like that's more of a stereotype. Because, I mean, not all Americans are obese. There's, like...
Well, most of them are.
Not most of them.
Yes,
it's more. It's
it's
less than 50%,
it's
actually.
It's over 60%.
I think it's less than 50%. Here, just continue with your story, and I'll look at that.
Hey, Siri, how many people in America are obese? Over 70 million. Yeah. 70 million.
Yeah,
that's
but how many
people
are in America?
Like 300, I don't know. 300 people.
300 million people.
300 people or something.
Alright, you just continue
right.
things.
So yeah, we donate their money, or their food, to people who need it more than they do, right? Then people in Africa will like me. And I'll have their support, and then I'll donate it to like
7.88. Never mind, that's the billion. Never mind, that's 331, which means that's less than 50%.
It's not. It's just like, ow.
Okay, just continue
Fine,
your plan.
All right, and then you know people in Africa like me, and then I go to like Bangladesh.
Okay.
You know India, I help out. We help out them.
Okay.
And then after that, it slowly becomes like
fun.
People
begin to
start
like
to like actually like me. Except the people that don't like me are the people who have power, like people in like
Spots
China,
position.
Europe. Except that's the.
Are they just gonna spontaneously die like the others?
Yeah, they're just gonna like happen to like go and ride in a car that like goes off of a cliff.
Brakes just don't work.
And then, like, the brakes failed, and then they, like, go careening off of a massive bridge, and then it was like...
You're starting to feel like some people all the way back in some World War II peoples that led some pretty bad things that people do signs with, and that they hold up their hand, and they follow that guy.
No, not like that. I'm not into that. Not into that.
You're not into that. You're
not
into
that.
Not into
that.
You're not into that stuff. Okay.
No. But
sure.
They can always go peacefully. They can. I can say you can join me in this great, amazing work that is taking place, or you can't. And most of them are probably gonna say no. I would never do that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Oh whoa! They died.
They died.
That was so strange.
Yeah.
How did that even happen? Right.
How did they even die?
That's just like.
The heart just stops
Wait,
like that?
How did they get 20 bullets in their back? Miraculous.
That's just
that's,
insane.
That's
and
so
after
good.
That?
Then take over their country, the next country.
And
people start to fear us. So they're like, okay, we'll do whatever you say. And before you know it, the whole world is mine. And remember those other two people?
And they just like, then will you find love?
I don't know how. I don't know how they just died. Like, they just like, remember the dude who took over Russia and North Korea? Like, he like, they like also just like,
died.
Blew up. They like,
oh yeah, they just died. So
they said they were going on a plane to go somewhere, and then just like, the plane never landed, you know? And just like, did an Amelia Earhart and just went in the ocean.
Yeah,
no
and
one
then
ever
was surprisingly eaten by crabs.
Yeah, and
he
got attacked by a shark too.
He just got ripped apart.
The other
guy
was like walking, and then like a landmine just like exploded and went into a billion pieces.
It's insane.
Yeah. And then after that, that's when we start to get to the nitty gritty.
Oh yeah, controlling
the stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
So the first thing I'm gonna do when I take over the world is I'm gonna get rid of Reddit, Twitter, Instagram.
Even
YouTube,
though we use Reddit for this
Facebook,
podcast.
No, we did not. Facebook, all those bad stuff that are making people fat. You know, the internet.
Oh,
it's just gone. It's all gone. It's never coming back.
The internet's just gone.
Well, no.
Also, I looked at my phone. Now I'm 60 more pounds. That's not how it works, my friend.
Yes, it is. I looked at my phone and all my muscles turned into fat.
That's
yikes.
You're looking at my phone. You looked at my phone.
No, it's just like social media. So you TikTok. TikTok is.
I mean, TikTok's pretty bad. I would have to say TikTok's pretty bad. TikTok's pretty bad.
And then,
I mean,
Twitter's gonna be the first one to go.
Twitter.
Dude, all the problems revolve around canceling. If you say cancel, then you're gonna end
you're
up
canceled.
Just like all the other world leaders. You're just gonna wake up and you're gonna have like 18 bullets. Someone's gonna empty an entire pistol magazine on you. You know, I don't even know how it happens. It's just like.
It just surprisingly happens.
It's just like magic, bro. It's like. Just magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Alright,
what happens if, like, somebody finds a way to kill you? Who's the next person in line?
They can't kill me. All my cult leaders, they'll decide because they're loyal. And plus, they can't. I can't be caught lacking.
How are you gonna solve overpopulation?
Pa, pa, pa.
Bam.
Bruh.
Bam.
Overpopulation?
Openly admitting to murder.
Alright, here's the other thing. Cut up. You. Pop, pop, pop.
To the people
who are holding us back, if you know what I mean. But not no racism or anything. I'm
no
not
racism.
Into that. Yeah, like actually though, like no joke. If you're racist, then and then cut you up, send you to the slaughterhouse, cook you,
and feed you.
And feed people who need to eat.
That's horrible.
It solves hunger. And overpopulation.
It does. You're right.
It solves
so now we don't have. Now
two
we're
problems.
Cannibalism solves everything.
They
here.
Won't know. We'll tell them it's chicken. And they can't taste the difference.
You can't taste the difference between human and chicken. They taste the same.
Yeah, you don't even know a difference.
So what are you gonna do with schools?
We're gonna take away the guns, so we can't shoot anything.
What about? I do remember something you told me a little bit earlier.
What?
About you making people having to pass a fitness test.
Oh, yes. There we... I was about to get into that. But first, school. School will teach you good things about good stuff. Not like math.
Math is useful, though.
Math is not useful. It's useful to a certain point.
It is.
Like,
it's useful depending on what your job is.
There's no point in learning the Pythagorean theory.
It is depending on what job you have, I think.
Am I going to have a job?
Maybe
you
will.
Do you think a world dictator is going to have to know the Pythagorean theory?
Maybe not a world dictator, but people who work with science and things like
that.
Well,
yeah, and if they work with science and things like that, they can learn the Pythagorean theory.
So that's why it's useful to learn
it. But the average person doesn't need to know it. I don't even remember what it is.
Yes, but if you learn it, it's easier to learn things.
It's like the square root of A plus B and then the leg and then the other thing is the diagonal line.
It is useful and for like certain jobs.
You know what
math
useful?
Is useful?
Oh, like
and just
add,
for daily life.
Subtract. And they tell us not to use a calculator, but a calculator is way more accurate than I'll ever be.
Okay, something that is something that I don't
understand. Even know how to divide.
Teach us how to do taxes, please. Please, in school, teach us how to do taxes. If any federal agents are hearing this, teach us how to do taxes.
Yeah, what a good idea. I love doing taxes. We see, when I become a world dictator, there won't be any taxes. I'll just take your money.
Yay, communism, socialism, whatever.
No, it's gonna work, though.
It's right. Like a new ism. I take your money for free.
And before you get your paycheck, I automatically... Well, not me, but the government automatically takes a bit
out of it. That's literally taxes!
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to do anything. It's automatically paid for you. Makes sense.
I don't understand your reasoning here.
You never will. Okay. So then, going to the fitness testing, all people will have to pass certain physical exams, and if they don't, then they get sent to... a place.
You seem very, very bent on making people
in shape.
Yes. I mean, what if people have disabilities?
Then that's different, but like, do you think that
like
all 70 million obese people in the United States have a disability? I mean, they might now because they're so obese that it gave them that now they're handicapped because they can't even move.
I'm pretty sure there's something called like fatphobic. Which is something that's pretty bad. That's actually a bad thing.
Okay, but anyway, if you're to get in shape, we send them to these places where they grow and harvest carrots, and they eat good, healthy food, and they get in shape, and then once they're in shape, send them on their way, and then they'll live the rest of their life a better, more physical, capable person. It makes sense.
You know, we could, let's just move on to the next topic besides world dictatorship.
I'm not done.
Well, what else do you have to talk about? Because, I mean, you kind of explained how you're going to be a world dictator.
Drugs,
I mean,
gang
yeah.
violence. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't involve anyone else except the gangs in it, you know, it's all cool. You know?
All right. You got any funny stories to tell? Because we have some time to fill in on the podcast.
What about the Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
Continue.
I'm getting to it. You continue. You just talk about something. I don't know. Entertain the podcast.
So anyway, after I take over the world, you know, we're going to get rid of gas, oil, all the stuff that's going to kill everyone. And we're going to have electric cars. We're going to have... electric planes, electric trains, electric everything is going to be electric. Your house is going to be a solar panel or hydropower.
I found.
Car is going to be hydropower too. Your boat is going to be mine. I'm going to take it because it's going to be communist. All right, what do you have to say?
Put the mic down so Nick, everybody can hear us. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
So I actually saw this on a podcast that I love a little while ago. It's my favorite question they ask to every single one of their viewers. And I don't think you're ever going to go on their podcast. It's a podcast called Chuckle Sandwich. So, I got a question for you. Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no games? Or games? Unlimited games, but no games?
Like video games?
I don't know.
But unlimited games with no games. Did you say games?
Okay, I'll just repeat the question. Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games? Or games? Unlimited games but no games?
Wait, you said games, not gains. Like in the gym versus on an Xbox. Okay, I'll take the bacon.
You're gonna take the bacon, but no games?
At least I'm getting something
out of that. Oh, okay, we actually got a turn. All right. So, just some audio difficulties for a moment. All right.
Yeah.
So, right. I'm finding a really good one. What would you rather be? An empath? Or a psychopath?
What's an empath?
I don't know. Let's find another one.
A psychopath? I'll be a psychopath.
Okay.
I'll be a sociopath.
Would you rather
I already am.
Would you rather take a bath or a shower? Baths or showers?
Showers. Easy, bro.
Showers?
Baths
okay, yeah,
nasty.
Showers are pretty awesome. All right, what celebrity would you rather marry? You ready?
Yeah.
This is if you were open to marrying all genders. You ready? Elon Musk, Andrew and Tate. We have some interesting opinions here about Andrew Tate. But Will Smith, Madonna, Britney Spears,
Andrew Tate,
or Chris Brown.
Andrew Tate.
Because I mean,
Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate.
Me and him have very mixed, different opinions on Andrew Tate. Very, very different opinions on him.
Andrew Tate. I'd pick Andrew
Tate. I would choose Madonna. She's going to go out of there. I don't know if Madonna's done anything bad.
I'd pick Andrew Tate.
Yeah, we've heard.
I'd pick Andrew Tate.
Okay, we've heard. All right.
I'd pick Andrew Tate.
Would you? Never mind. All right.
What did they say? It's... Oh.
Okay, who would you rather vote for, President of America, Hitler or the Joker?
Well, here's the thing.
I want to hear this one. They have both done some bad things.
But I don't know which one is worse. I think,
I know who I'd vote for, and I'd feel really bad about voting for that person, but I'm just horrified of the other person.
The Joker, so you'd vote for Hitler. To be honest,
maybe. I don't know. This is a really hard question.
The Joker could not lead a country.
True. He would probably let it go in anarchy.
Hitler was an actual world leader.
He's a world leader, but he also started world wars and killed multiple
people. Yeah, I know, but, it's like saying, would you rather have an insane person lead the world? Lead a country.
A person who can't lead a country, or a person who would like to kill many races.
Odd pick.
I might have to pick the Joker here, actually.
He's so scary.
He is scary. I'm horrified of clowns. But I would have to pick the Joker, I think.
Dude.
But Joker would be so hard to deal with, because he'd, ruin
country. Do whatever you want, and then people would die,
It's true, and...
It would be like Biff's Town from... Back to the Future, remember?
Back to the Future 2. Oh, I didn't see Back to the Future 2.
Dude,
I saw Back to the Future 1.
Biff takes over Hill Valley.
Oh.
And then it's like chaos. That's what it'd be like.
Hitler or the Joker? This is a really hard question.
I'd pick Hitler.
You'd pick Hitler? That's really hard.
Racist or anything.
Yeah, I'm not racist, but Joker would be better.
It's like... Would you rather have everyone die, or would you rather have some people die?
I choose Joker.
Right. Oh, wait, no, I'd pick Joker, because then Batman would stop him.
Batman would stop him.
And then... Oh, I'm so smart. No wonder I'm gonna be a world dictator when I grow up. I'll pick Joker, then.
Here, you ready for this ability? You can choose one of these abilities. Here you go. Okay, there's six options here.
Six options.
You can either sweat profusely on command.
Andrew Tate.
Jump exactly 12 feet into the air. Ability to rotate your head 180 degrees. Burp extremely loud at 120 decibels at command.
That's loud.
Swallow your food without chewing. Or fart on command.
Pick jump 12 feet now.
Yeah, that's so easy.
That's the easiest question I've ever been asked. It's like, would you rather be able to throw up on command or be a professional NBA player?
Would you rather be an extreme pacifist or an extreme murderer? So you would not hurt anybody, even feelings, or you would kill many people.
Easy. Extreme pacifist.
Yeah, I have to say pacifist as well.
Because I'm all about the love and... Just kidding. That would be so hard. Love everyone.
Yeah, it would be really hard to love everybody.
I hate everyone. No.
More technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Alright, to continue our would you rather... unless you would like to go to a different segment.
What else
have any other segments?
What else are we gonna do?
We could do something else.
Like what?
I don't know. You have any other ideas?
I'll ask you. Alright, let's see.
You better find one that's actually decent.
Alright.
Find it. Also, click on them to see the two.
Would you rather... That's dumb.
I already saw that one.
That's dumb.
Alright, so... What's your favorite thing to...
Be paid to be lazy or paid to not be lazy?
Ooh.
Be paid to not be lazy. That's the easiest question I've ever been asked. That's easier than the last one.
I guess I would do paid not to be lazy, because then you can get work done.
I'm
and
the
you...
least lazy person you'll ever meet.
I mean, honestly, you could do anything.
I've worked out
you...
3 times in one day.
Cool.
Humble brag. Would you ever be able to run at 100 miles an hour or be able to fly, but only as fast as your current running speed?
Oh, that's actually kind of a tough one for me. I would have
to
say run. I'd have
so
to say run.
Slow.
Yeah, I'd have to say run.
I would get both of them at the same time so I could fly 100 miles an hour. All right.
You seen any good movies recently?
What?
You seen any good
no.
movies recently?
I don't watch movies.
You just saw Spider-Verse. I know that you've seen Spider-Verse, but have you seen any other ones?
Would you receive
$10 million
would dogs go extinct? I'll take the money.
I would not take the money.
I'm eating.
Poor dogs. Drug.
That's
so,
dumb.
What superpower would you have if you were a superhero?
A pig. Flying. That would be tough.
I've heard that you've done things online before.
Oh.
What kind of things do you have online that you've done? I mean, I know you've done rapping. That's one of the things you do.
Yeah.
I'll let you promote at the end of the podcast.
Who would you rather piss off, a chimp or a bald-faced hornet's nest?
That's so easy.
A chimp. Well, they
kick
can,
the
like,
chip in the face.
They can, like, rip your face off, bro.
They can. That's really true. Like, but hornet's nests sting you all over, right?
You'd rather work a full-time job getting $200 a day or unemployed $50 a day. Hold on. Where's your calculator?
It's not on there.
Here, I
got it. Use your own calculator.
Hold up. Let's see. Full-time job. All right. 50.
Easy. Full-time job, $200
a day. 365. You make $18,000 a year.
Oh, that's... No, that might be pretty bad.
200 times. Dude, either one... Both of them are bad options. Let's see.
I would just do unemployed and get $50.
Let's say you work $200... That's...
$50 a day. Easy.
Oh, wait. But you could just get a new job. You could just get a job.
That's true.
Just get a job and get $50 a day.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Why?
Because it's fun to play.
What's the worst injury you've had during baseball?
I busted my... What
entire
did I bust?
Face, maybe?
No.
I'm pretty sure one time you did. But I can't remember.
I got a huge black eye. It was the worst black eye you'll ever see. But I ran into someone on the playground at school.
How big was it?
It was like my entire face.
So that was years and years ago in elementary school.
Yeah. What would you rather have? Infinite money but no real love or friends. Infinite love / happiness. Immortality or your crush like
Bro, that's so
that's
tough.
The dumbest thing. Oh, I'll pick infinite love.
Yeah, I'd do that same thing. Because
then I could use that and make money off of it. Dude, but infinite money would be tough. Straight up.
Tough, like T-U-F-F?
T-O-F-F. Would you rather...
Let's do this one last. Alright, guys. Would you rather be... Okay. Guys, let's turn it to an explicit podcast.
I'll be an eternal virgin.
Alright. So, would you rather be an eternal virgin or have fantastic... Okay, and we're just not going to do this question on the air.
Or would you have fantastic sex every night but have 17 children with 10 baby mamas?
That's insanely hard.
I'll be a virgin.
Yeah, I think I'd have to stay in the same one.
Let's see. What is there?
Wait, why would it be hard? That's not even that hard of a question.
What?
That's an easy question.
Alright, let's see.
No, we're not doing that one. Oh, we're gonna play. Would you press the button?
What are you talking about? out.
All right, there's a button on the ground, okay?
I'll press it.
All right, here we go. Would you press the button? You gain telekinetic powers equal to your physical strength multiplied by 100. When you use your powers, you get a headache, and it gets insane.
I don't want to see button? In people's heads. That's weird.
That is kind of weird.
I would not do that one. But I would have the
this is a very controversial question.
Yeah.
Are you ready? And I know exactly what your answer is.
No, no.
All right. Would you press this button if world peace is achieved, but every position of power in the world is replaced by a woman?
Yes, because then I'll be replaced. And
I would say
them.
Yes, because I'm not sexist.
Yeah, because I'm a woman, so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's just trying to get people to be sexist, bro.
Yeah, I know. You will, you.
World
okay,
peace.
Here.
World
I'm gonna say
peace
I'm gonna
is all
read
I
exactly.
Want.
You will through parties and everyone will be your friend, but you go mentally crazy and through parties. Throw! Oh! You will throw parties and everyone will be your friend, but you will go mentally crazies and there's then throw parties with objects.
No, I don't really like parties, bro.
I don't either.
They're just like. It's just how to get raped and then how to get drugs and. Get really drunk and then get raped.
That's not every single party though.
That's most not church parties.
This is it. This episode changed very, very fast.
Well, yeah, that's all your fault.
How is this my fault?
It's your fault. Next one, please.
Would you press the button if you can go into any TV show of your choosing, but you have to commit one crime of your choosing before you do any of those?
Ooh.
That'd be really easy. That's so easy. I would press the button easily.
All right. What crime would I do? I would...
Murder. Manslaughter.
But what would I... What show would I go into?
Oh, I could do tax fraud.
Tax evasion. And then just go into the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And never come out.
Tax evasion. Dude, tax evasion making it so easy. All right. I press the button. Yep, 77% people.
I would do that.
Would you press this button if you can teleport anywhere in the universe just by thinking of the area you want to go to? But you have to keep your thoughts focused on your area or you will start continue teleporting uncontrollably.
Wait, like...
I would not. Like, if you could teleport to anywhere...
But once I got there, would I have to keep focusing?
Yes, you'd have to keep focusing on that area.
That's too hard. I can't focus on anything.
Oh, really, 58% people said yes, they would want to do that.
Okay.
Would you press the button if you would never get homework ever again, but you will always get a C?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I already always get C's.
I would not do that.
I already always get C's. Because, like, once you get to college, a C is, like, the average grade, and you could just... You don't have to do any work at all, and you automatically get a C.
Homework!
No, you automatically get a C. Even if you don't do anything. That's what it says.
That's true.
That's the easiest button press ever.
You will be able to heal anyone, physical wounds, mental wounds, or anything, but your own wounds and injuries will never heal. Would you do that?
No.
I would do that.
Because I would just die.
That or just not get hurt.
That's impossible. For me, have you ever been to my house before and tried not to get hurt?
Video games return to the quality that they were in the 90s and all current technological advances remain in place.
Yes.
But you will lose interest in video games completely.
Yes.
I think
yes.
I have to press the button.
I'm pressing the button right now.
74% of people said no.
Dude, of course it did, because they're all fat Reddit users.
Oh my gosh. Stop with the... You know...
I don't like people that use Reddit. They're weird.
Alright, here we go. This is going to be really, really controversial. You ready for this one?
Because
this one's going to, like... make your chest explode. You ready? Would you press this button?
What?
Ah!
Are you okay?
Are you okay? That hurt my throat.
Dude, really? I thought you were, like, choking.
Oh, man. Would you press this button if you would... You will be the greatest League of Legends player in the entire world.
No.
But your statistical chance of getting a girlfriend will be 1 out of 10. Oh, wait.
No.
No way.
No.
Only 61% said no. All right. you can have infinite milkshakes at any time, but you can only have vanilla flavor, and there are big bites of ice in it. Yes, please.
No. I don't even eat milkshakes, bro. Milkshakes are for people who don't
work out. Oh, you're going to say, you're going to press the button. You're going to press the button. You can have all the money in the world, but you'll have no more internet.
Yes. Dude, I'll be the happiest person in the whole world. I would go...
Money can't buy happiness, friend.
No. I would go to, like, the middle... I'll move to Hawaii, right? I'll build a massive house in Hawaii and get all my friends to come over, except I have to write them letters and tell them to come over.
Yeah.
And we just, like, I could just, like, surf all day long. I wouldn't be distracted by the internet or technology. And then I'll build, like, a huge ranch.
Your friends would still be, though.
I'll build, like, a huge ranch, like, in the middle of I don't know where. It would be, like, sick. We have, like, dirt bike tracks, a boat, a huge house.
The hour mark is where we want to hit, but we don't need to hit it. We want to hit the hour mark. So that's why I want to do a different segment. I just can't come up with a different segment to do.
When you press the button, I'll press that button.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one.
I would press that button. Easily.
I'm thinking about what to do for our next segment. All right, let's think. Would you press this button if you would be able to be successful in anything you dream of, but you can never lie again, even if it hurts someone to say the truth?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo.
So no more of that.
Bro, what the heck, man?
All right, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Green, really? That's a pretty basic color.
What was that supposed
basic.
To
basic.
Shut up. All right.
I'm going to finish off this podcast.
I think I should start taking creatine.
I don't know what that is. All right, everybody.
That's wild.
I have to, I don't know. Do you have anything you want to promote here?
Nope. Like,
promote anything?
Young Oppo.
What's Young
me.
Oppo?
That's me.
You're Young Oppo. I thought it was Milo, whatever.
That's dumb. Young Oppo.
We did our own song together.
Yeah, but
we did do our own song together, and he's rewriting the lyrics. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to Entertainment for Life, and hopefully you guys check in next time. This time we had an extra special guest. This is Milo. If he enjoys it, he can come back next time, I guess. Maybe.
I did not enjoy it.
You did not enjoy it?
I did not. I had to be censored.
You had to be censored, you're correct.
Where is my free speech?
Goodbye, Milo. And we're shutting off this podcast.
I'm not going to be censored next time.
Goodbye, everybody.